AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Chrysler says it's trying to win back your trust. The company is being required to offer to buy back hundreds of thousands of Ram pickups and other vehicles as well to settle legal problems stemming from recalls. The pickups involved have defective steering parts that can cause drivers to lose control. Tom Krischer covers the automobile industry for us.
They'll have to offer to buy those back from customers. These trucks have front steering problems that can cause drivers to lose control. And so far, they haven't really been able to fix them properly. So Fiat Chrysler, as part of a deal with the government, has agreed to buy these things back, or at least make the offers to buy them back. People can also get them repaired.
Bobby Christina Brown's family says she is finally at peace. Whitney Houston's 22-year-old daughter died yesterday at a hospice in Georgia, months after she was found in the Atlanta area townhome she shared with Nick Gordon, the man she called her husband. Here's our Jamie Fryer.
Bobby Christina Brown was shattered by the loss of her mother in 2012. Houston was found face down in a bathtub. About 7 months ago, so was Bobby Christina. She was hospitalized for months in Atlanta, eventually being moved into hospice care. A Houston family spokeswoman says Bobby Christina passed away surrounded by her family. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Four firefighters have been injured fighting a fire that threatens homes in Northern California. This is a 2-square-mile fire in Nevada County. President Obama is in Ethiopia this morning talking with leaders there about counterterrorism, human rights, and security issues. A shootout at a wedding party in northern Afghanistan has left 21 people dead and 8 wounded. And Chinese stocks have taken their biggest one-day hit in 8 years today. This is AP Radio News. The class of 2015 has been inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame. Our Mike Lindsley is in Cooperstown.
On a sun-splash Sunday in the home of baseball, Cooperstown, New York, the class of 2015 also shined. 3,000-hit member Craig Biggio, 300-game winner and 4,000-strikeout member Randy Johnson, starter-turned-reliever John Smoltz, and 3-time Cy Young winner Pedro Martinez were all enshrined on baseball's hallowed stage. It's the first time three pitchers were inducted in one class, and Biggio played his entire career with one franchise, the Houston Astros. Mike Lindsley, Cooperstown.
The first debate of the Republican presidential campaign will be August 6th, and only the top 10 candidates in national polls will be on the stage. Republican pollster Frank Luntz says if you're not on the stage, you're irrelevant. You don't matter. At the moment, those who will not make it on the stage include South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham and Carly Fiorina. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.